This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. It is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out today. However, the ladies are holding down the fort. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is in New York. Kara Schillen is in Washington, D.C. And ladies, and Kara, maybe we start with you because you are in the hot zone right now. Washington, D.C. has been in the focus as of late, specifically the White House. There have been lots of people going in and out, almost a revolving door at the White House. The latest happening this week, we found out that Rex Tillerson was, well, there's some mixed reporting, either fired or asked to resign. In any case, he is no longer the Secretary of State. And that has a lot of people saying, who's next? There have been a lot of people going in and out of the White House and the cabinet of President Trump.
Well, yeah, there were a few things about this story that seemed sort of typical of Trump at this point. Rex Tillerson found out he didn't have a job on Twitter. That's one.
Well, that's one of the stories. See, there's been lots of reporting. The Washington Post said, and I hope that he did not find out about it on Twitter. If that is true, that's horrible. But the Washington Post, when they originally broke the story about Rex Tillerson leaving, they said that he was in Africa, which I remember seeing he was in Africa. And the story that wasn't widely reported was that he was sick and that he had to leave his trip early to come back home. Mm-hmm. And what the president is saying and what the chief of staff, John Kelly, is saying is they told him to come back home. John Kelly said, look, you need to give your resignation because we are ready to make some shifts and it'll happen soon. Keep your eyes open.
Yeah, and they already had, I guess, CIA Director Mike Pompeo, or is it Pompeo?
Pompeo.
Pompeo, okay. Mm-hmm. Doug always says Pompeo, which I always think is wrong, but then again, I don't know. But yes,
it's Doug pronunciation.
Yeah, so they already had Pompeo in place, and Trump had already tweeted about him. So I think that kind of fueled the Twitter story that, you know, that Tillerson was barely back on the ground and his replacement was already being tweeted about. But the thing that I found kind of amusing and typical of the times that we live in, you know, everything has to have a hashtag. So this was hashtag Rexit. Rex Tillerson has had like a Brexit moment and he's now a hashtag.
Yeah, he gave his goodbye speech earlier in the week, did not thank President Trump, which fuels, again, more of the rumors about the relationship between these two. And then people say, okay, well, Rex Tillerson is out and Mike Pompeo, of course, pending Senate approval, because you do need to get him approved to that position. I don't think it'll be a problem. I would imagine he'd be approved by the end of the month. We'll be heading the State Department. Trump actually appointed to head the CIA, the first female head of the CIA, which is kind of interesting and of note. But people are saying there are going to be more of these announcements coming. And some of the rumors that have been floating around is that David Shulkin, who heads the VA, who is actually as a point
of... Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Only a point of interest. David Shulkin is in some trouble. He was the only one that Trump kept from the Obama administration to keep that post. And I guess as the head of the VA under Obama, I guess he was taking his wife on some trips. And so there's some spending issues and some issues at the VA that he is kind of probably take the heat for, and they're looking at possibly bringing in Rick Perry, who is the former governor of Texas and right now the Secretary
of Energy. That's your boyfriend, right?
My boyfriend, to take his place. Yeah.
Right? Do you think Rick Perry would be good in that position?
Yeah, he's definitely very tuned into the needs of the vets. That was one of his hot-button issues as governor of Texas. I think that I think he wouldn't be terrible. I actually thought David Shulkin leaving him on from the Obama era, basically, was not a terrible idea either. But sadly, when these stories come out, and we see them happen all the time, if you're Trump and your message is to drain the swamp, then you have no choice but to really let some of these people go that have a little scandal in their past.
And, yeah, wasn't it Tom Price who had the private jet fees and all that stuff, too?
That's right.
Right. And then who was the other? It must have been. So I guess it must have been. It must have been the guy who's leaving the VA then. Is he the one who took his wife on that trip over to Italy when they had to
meet? That's David Shulkin. That's right.
Yeah.
And it's not official that David Shulkin will leave, but again, these are some of the rumors. Now, the other rumor, and you know, look, Ben Carson, who I've had the opportunity to meet, I had the opportunity to meet Tom Price. I think he was a smart, great, really nice man. But you have to look at the optics. Again, President Trump runs on draining the swamp. You can't be taking private planes to jet across the country to your events. It just doesn't make many, it doesn't make much sense. But one of the other rumors is that H.R. McMaster is going to be leaving as well. And there are
what position is he in?
He's at the NSA. Now, there are some multiple rumors that perhaps Ambassador John Bolton might take over for him. There just seems that there's going to be a lot of people moving in and out of the White House. And while some people are calling this chaos, and obviously it smacks of being chaotic, a chaotic scene, I would just say to you, Trump, when he went into office, had never held a public office. And I think he took a lot of advice from sources outside of his inner circle to appoint people that would make Americans feel comfortable with him. And I think you had Condoleezza Rice really pressing him hard to take in someone like Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. You had other people making recommendations that maybe weren't Trump choices. In fact, I don't think Trump and Rex Tillerson even met each other until he was the choice for Secretary of State. Obviously, when he was in the running, they certainly didn't
seem to like each other.
Well, they started out kind of on the same page, but then it started to fall apart. And you had Jared Kushner creating Middle East peace deals. These are really big things that Rex Tillerson should be doing. Not necessarily Jared Kushner. So obviously there was a split there. And I think what you're seeing now is this shakeup. While some people are using it in a negative way to call it chaotic, I think maybe this is Trump bringing in people that he wanted to choose, bringing in the people that maybe he feels more comfortable with. And look, we've got some big things coming up, a meeting with North Korea. If he feels more comfortable with Mike Pompeo in that role of Secretary of State, and if he will take Mike Pompeo's advice, and he wasn't going to do that with Rex Tillerson, well, I'm all for it, because this president needs a support system for sure with some of these big items coming up in the spring.
You know, that is a good point, and I totally agree with you. For me personally, all political parties aside, if you say, okay, we're going to send somebody to meet with a crazy dictator who serves up uncle at dinner, then who do you want? Do you want the guy who ran ExxonMobil, or do you want the guy who ran the CIA? Obviously, that's a no-brainer of a choice. So I agree with that, and this... I did like Rex Tillerson. I didn't think I'd like him in the beginning. I thought that he was a patriot. I thought that he made a lot of level-headed decisions. I really did come to respect him. And so I hope that Mike Pompeo steps right into that role quickly. And like you said, Jen, I hope if he's got some real advice for national security issues and things like that, especially dealing with Kim Jong-un, I hope that he is someone that Trump trusts and that he will actually listen to him. That's a big criticism on Trump. He either listens too closely to the last person who just spoke to him in the room, which has been a big criticism on him, or he doesn't listen at all. So
you can't have isolated Trump who's not talking to his Secretary of State, and they're not on the same page over multiple areas, North Korea, Russia, Iran, Syria, the list goes on and on about differences that they have. Bring someone in like Mike Pompeo, who apparently gives him a security briefing every day. President Trump looks at him as a confidant, and they view the world the same way, and give him the support so that we do have a successful meeting with North Korea, that we can set up some potential diplomatic missions that can be accomplished with both the president and the Secretary of State working on the same page. I don't think that that's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Weight Watchers in the focus. If you're looking to drop a few pounds, we've got an easy way for you to do it. It is 15 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh, table runners, come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
Craftsman is celebrating over 90 years of innovation. Since 1927, they've put hard-working tools into the hands of makers and mechanics. I've had Craftsman tools in my garage for decades, so I know firsthand that Craftsman comprehensive automotive tools and garage storage solutions will help you tackle your next project with confidence, whether you be a shade tree mechanic or a certified pro. So visit your local Ace Hardware or check out Craftsman.com to shop the latest hand tools, power tools, lawn and garden equipment, smart products, storage solutions, and a whole lot more. That's Craftsman.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hey, 18 minutes past the hour, it is the DJV show. Sometimes our behind-the-scenes conversations are way more interesting than on the air. So don't forget to check out the DJV Show podcast. You can find it at djvshow.com. Weight Watchers is helping you lose weight when you don't have a lot of time. They've got a new meal kit that they're working on. What's the story, Victoria?
Yeah, you know, this is one of these trends, but Weight Watchers is obviously they're the corner of the market when it comes to helping people lose weight in a healthy way. And of course, they've got the big O, they've got Oprah behind them as well. And I think Oprah actually, at one point last year, before she really fully signed on with Weight Watchers, she was teasing starting her own company of meal kits. And so this makes a lot of sense that Weight Watchers would be launching these. This will be in grocery stores. This is not a subscription thing. You don't have to be a Weight Watchers member.
Seems to be the trend, yeah.
It is the trend, and they will be, I think, 250 to 350 350 calories per meal kit. So the pricing will probably be on par with some of the other meal kit options, typically $9 to $15 per meal. And so that will start to roll out into stores, I believe, by the end of the spring. Mm-hmm. But just in time for summer if you want to drop some LBs.
Yeah, what's really nice is if you don't have a lot of the tools, a lot of these recipes feature like the veggie spirals or you know, the zucchini noodles, and you don't want to go out and buy the spiralizer. You don't have the time. Maybe you're like me, and most of the time you're cooking for maybe one or two people. So these are small portion-controlled meal kits that will allow you to live within the Weight Watcher rules, which right now they've changed their Smart Points program to be less about counting points and more about eating their free food. Foods, which are fruits, vegetables, skinless chicken, fish, skinless turkey, mm-hmm. beans, some of those good items for
eggs
you.
Eggs don't count anymore either.
That's right.
My mom's a Weight Watchers lifetime member, so she's always giving me these updates. But yeah, even eggs don't count anymore. It's totally revamped the program.
Now, these meals will be popping up in grocery stores throughout the U.S. and 2,000 Walmarts later this year. It's 21 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
In my world, 23 minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Kara Schillen with us as well. Doug is out today, but the ladies are ruling the roost. And one thing I can tell you about my ladies, Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, is that they love Queer Eye. Queer Eye is back. And I haven't had a chance to see it, not because I don't want to. I just am way behind. I've got like 100% full on my DVR. I'm way behind in my TV viewing. So fill me in on Queer Eye, ladies. What's happening with the show?
Well, first of all, of course, it is the reboot of the original Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. It's exclusively on Netflix. They have a new Fab Five, all new cast. The cast is amazing. They have great chemistry. They're all individual characters. They're really wonderful. And they've set this new season, they set it in the South. They're in Georgia. And so they're only making over men in the South. And they said that they did that because, for several reasons, if they stayed in New York like the original, everybody in New York knows fashion. Even if you're an unfashionable guy in New York, you're aware of fashion. You probably already have a gay friend, so you don't need the Fab Five. So they set it down in the South. There's also some other issues of, you know, homophobia and things that they're addressing. And the end result is the most feel-good show that I've seen in a long time. And I know Kara, I kept telling Kara, I was like, you've got to watch Queer Eye. It's so good. You will cry at the end of every episode. It's like This Is Us for you, Jen.
Wow. That's exactly right. And, you know, I told my sister, I was like, you need to watch this. You will love it. I told my roommate she needed to watch it. She watched it while running yesterday and had trouble at the end because she was crying and running at the same time. But this guy, Tom Jackson, who is an older guy in his 50s, he was living by himself. He'd kind of, you know, he wasn't dressing very well. He'd been divorced a couple times. Yeah, and so at the end of it, he got back together with one of his ex-wives, Abby, who he was still in love with. And they announced on Twitter, I think last week or a few weeks ago, that they got back together and they're engaged now. And it's the sweetest thing ever.
Yeah, that's people are sweet. He also wants the Fab Five to be his groomsmen at the wedding. And so Netflix may end up seeing like a follow-up episode of Tom and Abby's wedding.
It's not a stupid idea, by the way, because Netflix
not a bad
pay
idea
for their wedding.
Yep, not a bad idea. So following Tom Jackson on Twitter has been funny because you wouldn't look at him and think that this guy's totally into social media, but it was such a great episode. He was crying at the end. Everybody was crying. It's just every episode is very, very moving and entertaining and funny. So I highly, highly recommend it. The word of mouth on this show, just between Kara and I, how many people we've told, the word of mouth is really just great. And it's such a feel-good thing that I think we really need right now.
Yeah, everybody wants to feel good when they're watching TV. I never understand why people consume a lot of media that is just angry and dark. It's like, we get that.
Yeah.
we
have a lot of that, all right?
Lighthearted. Exactly. We need something to make us feel good. All right, music news time now. Kanye West in the focus. This is such a strange story. Did Kanye West steal from Shia? We say Shia LaBeouf. I know Doug always likes to call him all kinds of
things. I think the S is pronounced
Shia LaBeouf. Right? Shia LaBeouf? I don't know.
However you want to say it.
There's just, he's just out of rehab, isn't he? I just read a story about that. But in April 2018, there was an Esquire cover story, and the Transformers star revealed that Kanye West once asked, quote, if he could have some of LaBeouf's clothes for a pop-up shop. Well, he obliged after Kanye West was a total sweetheart to the actor's mother backstage at a concert. LaBeouf said, it just felt fair, so I said, go for it. Take everything you want. And he did. LaBeouf told the magazine he took all of my clothes. Kanye has been known to shout out LaBeouf's style in the past, like in a No More Parties in L.A. outtake in which he raps, I wish I dressed as fresh as Shia LaBeouf. Though the two have lost touch, West was spotted sporting a very Shia-like cap last spring. So apparently he's an inspiration to Kanye, ladies.
Amazing.
Big stuff. Kanye West and Shia LaBeouf. I wonder what Kim Kardashian has to say. It's 28 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's 34 minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out today. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is with us as well. And ladies, it's time to get happy. You know, there's a lot of negative stuff floating around in the universe, a lot of negative coverage if you watch the news on television. But I thought it would be fun. Well, actually, to be fair, Victoria, you thought it would be fun because you put it in the show prep for us to talk about the happiest and healthiest cities in the U.S. And this is awards. I'm actually going to call it an award. It's a list that's created every year that takes in a variety of things into consideration to create the healthiest and happiest cities in the country. Any guess, ladies? And Victoria, you've seen this story, but Kara. Any guesses as to where the city is? I'm not going to make you guess the city, but can you figure out the state where the happiest city is?
Oh, where would I be happiest?
Yeah, that's the question.
Well, it's cold now, so I would probably be happy in a warm place. I would think California, except a lot of people I know who live in California don't seem super happy there. So, I don't know, Florida? That's where all the retirees go, right?
That's right, and
yes.
You are absolutely right. The posh beach community of Naples, Florida, and Marco Island, actually, is specifically mentioned. Again, take the number one spot in this Gallup ShareCare State of American Well-Being 2017 community rankings. They outshine 185 other U.S. metropolitan areas. It's the first time the same community has topped the list three times in a row since the report began a decade ago, so they have substantial power in Marco Island, Florida. The report measures how Americans feel about their physical health, social ties, financial security, community, and sense of purpose. The Nirvana is scoring high in all those metrics and achieving holistic well-being. Boulder, Colorado, for example, always scores high in physical health, but Naples shines across all five elements, with its residents enjoying healthy bodies and minds, warm relationships, meaningful activities, a sense of safety, and good financial health. They also report fewer cases of depression and stress. Five states account for 17 of the top 25 well-being communities, and those states, Kara, very astute, California, Florida, Colorado, North Carolina, and Virginia. You note that all of those states are pretty mild in climate.
Yep.
And the list of the top 10 goes like this. Number one, Naples, Marco Island, Florida. Congratulations to them. Barnstable Town, Massachusetts is number two. Boulder, Colorado, number three. Santa Cruz / Watsonville, California, number four. Charlottesville, Virginia, they got some national attention not so long ago at number five. Lynchburg, Virginia at six. Number seven is Sarasota, Florida. Eight, Santa Rosa, California. Nine, Prescott, Arizona. And 10, San Luis Obispo, Paso Robles, California, which, ladies, if I could choose a place on the list, it probably would be Paso Robles, California. So
well,
I
after you sent me that delicious wine from Paso Robles or Robles at Christmas time, that was the first thought. I was like, oh, my God, I would love to live in is that prime? Now, is that in Napa or is that separate from Napa?
San Luis Obispo and Paso Robles, it's actually central California. So it's right outside of Pismo Beach. It's really, you're halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco and Napa when you're in Paso.
Okay.
And what makes it beautiful, this whole area, not only do you have the beach nearby, so the beach is about probably 20, 25 minutes from Paso Robles, but you also have a beautiful community that has all of these great winemakers. There's a lot of community because you have people who are doing these local projects, these boutique projects, lots of local business and farmers all working together to make their products successful. So there is that real sense of community and lots of areas to go for nice long walks. Their weather is great, and it really is a beautiful piece of California. When you get out of Southern California and Northern California, you find this gem in Central California that does not get a ton of attention nationally, but it's just a really, really beautiful area geographically.
Yeah, and now you've got three spots in California that made the list. Where is Santa Rosa?
Santa Rosa is actually near Napa, so you have, it's in Sonoma County.
Okay.
And actually, Santa Rosa is the spot where that big fire took out so many businesses, including the place where we're going to get married.
Right.
Santa Rosa is a gorgeous area, but yeah, they've been fire prone and sure were. They're still looking to rebuild in Santa Rosa. And then Santa Cruz, Watsonville, California is in Northern California outside of the San Francisco area.
Isn't it kind of funny that in California, none of the places that non-Californians think of, Malibu, San Diego, Carmel, Santa Barbara, like none of the big high-profile places that just look so dreamy and gorgeous all the time, none of them make the list. It's always, that's so interesting to me. I know California is such a big state and has so many different types of climates and geographies and topographies and everything, but that's always kind of interesting to me. But
I think when you look at this list, and you're right, these are dreamy places. Santa Barbara, I would love to live in Santa Barbara or Malibu. These are places that are really beautiful. But the idea here is that they're so exclusive. Most people cannot afford to live in those places.
Right.
And so I think financial security really does come into play. And something that a lot of people, I think, don't know about Malibu is that only a third of Malibu is actually, people that live in Malibu are actually there at any given time during the year. And that's because that Malibu, people are so rich when they have homes in Malibu that typically they also have homes other places. And so I think that that probably affects the sense of community in that area, since you have so few people, so few residents that are actually all there at the same time.
Yeah.
So I guess the question for you, maybe we can even pose this on our Facebook page for the DJV show, is what makes a happy community for you? What makes you happy about where you live? I know for me, I don't feel like I have a sense of community with my neighbors. Everybody is really all about going about their own business. I think I live in an area where I feel financially like I can afford it, but that sense of community is missing, and I really wish that it weren't. I look longingly at those TV shows where someone brings you a pie when you move in. That doesn't happen in my
neighborhood. You want to live in Pleasantville?
Yeah, I do. I want to live where at least somebody like looks at you and gives you a smile. My neighborhood, it's like get in your car and get out of there as quickly as possible. So I would ask you, Victoria and Kara, and all of you to chime in on our Facebook page. What does make a community a happy place? Like, what makes you happiest about your neighborhood?
You know, it's funny. When I think of, I'm a New Yorker. I live in Manhattan. And it's funny. New Yorkers, we always joke about, you know, if we never know our neighbors. You never know anybody. But the truth is, there is such a sense of camaraderie being a New Yorker, because we're in this sort of tough city together. And so there is always an unspoken bond that I think all New Yorkers have. We all have the same plights. We all have the same issues that we're dealing with. No matter how much money you have, New York, there's still a common thread between all of us, even though it's an unspoken type of community bond. There is definitely, I think all New Yorkers would say, at the heart of who we are, there is really a bond there. It's not a, like, show up with a pie because it might be a bomb. You know, it's one of those, we definitely don't have that kind of a thing going on. But I do think that our being put in such a weird circumstance, and this city is a very weird city and very weird circumstances to live in. So I think that kind of ties us all together.
All right, good conversation, ladies. There's a new study out that will blow your mind. It'll change the way, well, maybe it'll change your stereotypes about the movie industry, the movie biz. It's 44 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Can living a longer, healthier life be as easy as popping a handful of nuts in your mouth? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. It's true. Eating just 3 small handfuls a week of nuts, including peanuts, may help you live longer. Those who engage in moderate nut consumption have a lower risk of premature death from heart disease and other causes. People who ate the most nuts reduced risk by 20% as opposed to those eating fewer nuts. Teens who eat nuts regularly have less than half the risk for developing metabolic syndrome, which heightens onset of early heart disease and type 2 diabetes. The benefits of adding nuts to your diet may be tracked back to abundant fiber and healthy unsaturated fats. But before you go completely nuts, consider adverse health risks from eating oversalted nuts, as well as the mega calories derived from nut binging.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind?
Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply, in-store only, and 324-18.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. There's a new study out, ladies, that's going to blow your mind. It says women, well, we don't really love romantic movies. I'm sorry, contrary to popular belief, most women might not love. Preferred? Well, action and comedy seem to take the day. 22. Critic Alicia Malone said, "It's clear from our survey that women want more female-driven stories told by female writers and directors on the big screen. Women are not just looking for romance at the cinema." And ladies, I think that this actually kind of reflects where we are in culture, where women want to be inspired by action movies where there is a female lead. I think of the great success of Wonder Woman. We also want women that are funny, that aren't just always going to be put in the role of damsel in distress in a romance movie, or maybe kind of the funny neighbor that doesn't get much time to be shown on screen. I think we want to see lead female characters that can be funny, that can be action stars, that can do extraordinary things on film.
I totally agree. And I think that, you know, Wonder Woman especially became such a cultural phenomenon. And Black Panther, I would add in, is probably now on the heels of that for inspiring their audience and having an audience look at a superhero, or in Black Panther's case, you know, there's a lot of different strong characters in that, and just having it be inspirational. And walking out of the theater, so many young girls watching Wonder Woman felt like they could do anything. And Gal Gadot, who plays Wonder Woman, has said meeting young girls around the across the planet, she said it's just the effect has just been incredible. So I think that being inspired is a lot more than than having a story thrown at you where, you know, you have to wait for the guy to come around and say, "You complete me," and all that. You know, I think it's true.
I think we're kind of reflecting where we are as a society, as women in society. All right, as a woman in this society, I love me some Tim Tebow, and gosh, some bad news for Tim.
Oh, I'm sorry for your boyfriend.
He was doing so well in spring training, but apparently in an ESPN poll of almost 18,000 American sports fans, there were no active major league players among the top 50 favorite athletes. There was, however, one minor league player, Tim Tebow. That is true because he's not only easily the most recognizable face in Mets camp this spring, but he's also the most famous baseball player in the world right now. Sadly, it doesn't seem that this star power is helping Tim Tebow from being sent back down to the minors. He started spring training off with a home run, but went out with a whimper. He suffered a bad ankle injury tripping over a sprinkler head. He had one hit in 18 at-bats during his spring training in Florida, so now he will finish at the Mets minor league camp. It seems like poor Tim Tebow can't catch a break.
Oh, poor Tim. And, you know, Tim Tebow is just, he's so good for baseball. He's so incredibly likable. He's such a positive role model.
Yeah, we're on the DJV show.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
On the DJV show, and when we talk pets, when we talk animals, our lovely furry friends, we cannot look any further than our buddy, who is not furry. He is a very handsome man. Our friend Warren Eckstein is here. Warren, I have to ask you a question, because my dad has been in such a weird situation over the last week and a half. I think I confided in you a while ago that my dad's dog passed away. She was such a sweet dog. She had some liver trouble, and eventually I think we ended up losing her maybe last May. So it's been about a year, and my dad is ready to find a new doggy in his life. He's feeling lonely, needs a new companion, and we met someone who has a, what kind of doodle do we have? What am I forgetting?
Golden doodle.
Thank you.
What kind of doodle?
I need one of those doodles.
Cheese doodle is what I want.
Yeah, I need a cheese doodle. And so he's got this golden doodle, and the guy who took the dog originally, the dog's about a year old, has an apartment, and said that he could no longer keep the dog, and he was looking to my dad to take it. Well, at the last minute, he said, well, I told my kids that I was getting rid of the dog. The kids started crying. We can't get rid of the dog because the dog's already been a part of our family for a year. Now, I get all of that. And, of course, there's an attachment there. And I thought it was odd that he would want to give away his dog after a year anyway. But part of the reason he wanted to is because they live in an apartment and they travel a lot. And it got me thinking, that's really not too fair to a dog, especially a dog of size, to be in an apartment all day. What are some things that people can do who are apartment dwellers to make sure that their dog is getting...
So wrong.
Really? Tell me. And that's why I asked you.
You know, for years I lived in New York City, and a lot of my training was done in Manhattan, where people had small studio apartments or one-bedroom apartments the size of a bathroom here in L.A. So what happened is I thought the same thing you did. But over the years, having worked with so many dogs that lived in apartments, I felt that people that had these apartments compensated with more exercise for their dogs than the dog that lives in a house with a backyard that lies under a tree day in and day out. Remember years ago, someone called me, had acreage in Texas, and said, my dog gets plenty of exercise. And I said, look out the window. What's he doing right now? He was lying under a tree, getting no more exercise than someone who runs their dog in Central Park. So provided you exercise the dog and give the dog the mental stimulation, makes no difference if he lives in an apartment or a house.
So really more about the owner than about the situation.
Absolutely. And the greatest thing for people that when they get a dog, especially if they live in an apartment with a dog, they lose weight. It gives them more exercise. They feel better because now they have to take that dog out for a walk rather than just open the door and let him in the backyard.
All right, good tip. My dad is sad he's missing out on his little dog, but he will find the right one, I know. All right,
the dog will find him.
The dog will find him, and that's exactly how he's gotten his dogs in the past. Now, I know I have a cat, and when I come in to the house, I am always talking to my cat like she is my baby. Oh, buddy, what are you doing? You're so cute. What is that all about, us baby talking our pets? Is that a good thing? Do they understand?
A brand new study out of England suggests that pet guardians who talk to their pets like a baby, goo goo ga ga gee gee goo, have a much closer relationship with their pet than people that say sit and stay or talk to their dog regularly. Dogs are more apt to go by tones. For example, a dog that's aggressive has a higher pitch tone, lower pitch tone than a dog that's not aggressive. So the way we talk to them, the pitches we use, is really important. So I suggest really spend days talking to your dog or your cat with baby talk. It's good for them and it's good for you, and it establishes a much closer a relationship and bond.
And that's because they do pick up on that tone. It's not necessarily about the words you're saying. It's almost like a baby. When you talk to a baby, it's not like they're understanding the words that you're saying, but it's the tone, it's your facial expression. That all comes into play with your animal too, right?
And yeah, when you want to teach them especially relevant words like sit or stay or come, using a high-pitched voice makes all the difference in the world, because a high pitch to them generally means good, positive things, where get over here, what did you do, is really not going to teach the dog anything. So a high-pitched tone or a normal tone of voice, definitely the way to go. Listen, I've been looked at so many times training dogs on the streets of Manhattan or Los Angeles, looking with this big Rottweiler going, goo, goo, gaga. But they love that type of, they love that relationship, and people that give a little bit always have a better relationship with their pets.
You know, I was just amazed by how magic dogs and animals in general are, but dogs especially magic. For me, this weekend it was pointed out, I was at spring training in Arizona. I was leaving the Dodger game, and there was a man in front of me who was obviously sight challenged. He was blind, and he had this seeing eye dog that was so amazing. In our last 20 seconds, how did they train those dogs to do that, Warren?
Well, it's a matter of basic training and then having the trainer actually expose the dog to as many different things as the person that's visually challenged would be exposed to, and little by little, the dog learns what to do.
So incredible to watch. Warren Eckstein, our guest. It is 59 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.